Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Thank you, everyone, for having me here today. I am so grateful for this opportunity to be able to share my story. I'm excited that all of you are here with me in this moment. In this moment, you could be anywhere else. You could be sleeping in. You could be spending time with your family or your loved ones. You could be shopping or on the golf course. I don't know where you are right now or where you dream you could be, but you're taking this moment regardless to be with me. And that says something really, really special about you. It means that you are a leader. It means that you take your leadership very seriously. It says to me that you are a high achiever, because while others would rather be watching a movie, you are taking the time for personal leadership. You are taking the time for self-development. And so, we are here today, and I cannot wait to teach you how to maximize your time, how to do less and make more money today. Now, everybody loves that. We all want to be able to put in less of an effort and crank out higher results. And I'm going to share my story today on how I've been doing that, what's been working for me. So is that okay with you? Are you okay with me being completely honest? I am only going to share with you what is coming from my personal experience and from my professional experience. So my name is Donna Constantino. I have been in the therapy psychology field now for over 13 years. And during that time, I have had the privilege of working with all kinds of leaders in every kind of capacity, from legal to athletes to law enforcement, all kinds of different types of leaders. And now I primarily work with entrepreneurs. And what I have discovered is across the board, we're all the same, aren't we? Across the board, it doesn't really matter where we have started, where we find ourselves now. We all struggle with the same issues day in and day out. We all want to live the best life that we can. We all started with a dream. Maybe that dream is to provide for your family, to retire early, to have time freedom, to be able to do the things that you just love to do, right? And somewhere along the lines, we get a little bit sidelined. We get a little bit, we discover that the dream takes a lot of work, and maybe we find ourselves in places that we never expected that we were going to find ourselves in. So can I take the next 20 minutes, take this short amount of time to show you how you can exponentially, and I mean that, exponentially change your outputs with the least amount of effort on a daily basis, if you are willing to do what I say today. Are you guys ready? All right. Now, what if I could make it like super simple? Because many people feel that that sounds super complicated, Donna. How on earth am I going to make more money and do less? Because we live in a world of hustle and grind. That's what everybody knows. I used to work downtown, and it was literally like, you know, the lights go on and everyone's walking around like herds of cattle, right? And we're just heading to work and we're coming back and people are excelling, but it's long and hard and grueling work. I'm happy to be here today and say to you that my life does not look like that at all. And I can share from personal experience that I have been able to craft a lifestyle that I have dreamt of and desired, and I work only when I want to, from where I want to. And you can have that too. So shall we dive in? All right, let's go. Okay, so a few like housekeeping rules, okay, when you work with me. I tend to talk really fast. I am slowing down over here. I've been known to be a bit of a machine gun is what I've been called. So grab some paper, grab a pen, grab your journal, if you have one and take some notes, because you're probably going to have things pop up for you as you engage in this content. And I want you to walk away with things that you can put into action right away. Is that all right? Okay. Secondly, I am going to be referring to God in my talk. Now, everybody's on a journey. This is not meant to coerce you, push you in any direction. So I just want to be respectful and say that I honor your journey wherever you are. For me, that's my personal walk with Jesus. And I've been walking with him for a long time. And I share and I include him because he's a part of my life. And truly, I would not have these results. I can't be truthfully honest. Like, I can't be fully honest with you about my results if I don't include the spiritual component, because you need that in order to exponentially increase your outputs. All right. Okay. And then the last thing that I wanted to say here is, can you take a moment to just shut off everything around you right now and just be present here with me? Can we create this safe moment here where it's just you and I, there's no one else around us, and I want you to know that you're safe. I want you to know that this is a place where you can be heard and that you are seen. All right? All right. So there are lies that are keeping you working harder instead of smarter. They are keeping you from your full potential. They are keeping you from your dream life. You know, the one that you imagined when you first started, and then you got trapped in the middle of all of the work and the crazy, and you can't figure out like your way out. Maybe some days you dream about it. So I'm going to dive right in here into some of the really big lies that held me back and that I find are holding many others back. So the first one is, it's okay. It's not a big deal. Have you ever told yourself that? Let me tell you a little story. When I was probably 6 or 7 years old, I grew up in a really hot country, and I remember playing on the terrace. I remember thinking to myself, oh, you know, it's a really nice day. I think I'm just going to go and visit this neighbor. Now, I found myself walking towards the pathway to get to this neighbor's home and knocking on the door. Now, before I tell you why I'm knocking on this door, you need to know that this neighbor was somebody that entered my home, entered my family's home. We lived in sort of like a time in the Eastern culture where community very much raised children. So we had boarders, we had tenants, everybody sort of communed together in a family living room. And this neighbor had been over to our home multiple times, right? Happy, he made us laugh. Obviously, he was fun to be around, or I wouldn't have wanted to go and visit him, call on him that day. So that day I found myself walking down the pathway. It was on the terrace. I wasn't leaving the property. You know, those of us who are latchkey kids who just kind of took care of everything after you got home from school, or maybe you were raised with a grandparent on site, but they didn't really know what was going on anyways. And you kind of got away with most things, you know? And so that day I disappeared and I decided to go visit this neighbor. And what happened over there at the neighbor's place was vastly different from my experience anytime that he visited our home. It wasn't long before all of a sudden his hand was moving up my skirt and moving into places under my underwear. And a little 6-year-old having no clue what on earth or why he was even touching me in places. And nobody had given me the talk about how that wasn't okay. But for some reason, something happened to me that day. In the sense that I brushed it off. I told myself, it's okay. It's not a big deal. We're just going to pretend that nothing happened. We're just going to, you know what? I don't even think my parents will believe me. I don't think the family will believe me. I reflect on that now when I think about how much as a child I must not have felt supported. And this is not about blaming anybody. It never will be, because it's completely useless to do so. But to recognize and speak our truth requires courage. And what I have found is that there are very many, very many leaders out here that have gone through something very similar and have kept quiet. And they're telling themselves, like me, you're saying to yourself, it's okay. It's not a big deal. It's fine. It wasn't a full-blown kind of traumatic experience. It was just a small thing. So it's okay. And I'm here to tell you that it's really not. There is not one leader that I have worked with that hasn't had their sense of self completely shattered, despite them not knowing what they're going through after having a premature experience like that with an adult who had no business exposing a child to sexuality. And so if you're here listening today, I want you to know that you're not alone. One in four women have experienced something like this. And the last time I checked, one in six men. Some stats say one in eight. Considering that most of culture keeps men quiet and does not encourage them to speak up, if I was a betting woman, I'd be willing to say it's a lot more. Now, I want you to recognize now that I didn't know that this was dysfunctional. I didn't know that it wasn't okay. And it took years of work and growing, and I'll be honest with you, God's love, to expose to me that this was not okay. So I'm going to invite you now to write down areas where you can be brave and you can say, you know what? It is not okay. It's not okay that this happened. And after you do that, we'll get to the end and I'll let you know what you can do about it. All right? Okay. Let's go to the next slide. The second lie was, love is earned. It's conditional. Sometimes it's even dangerous. Have you ever felt like nothing that you do is good enough? I know that as a high achiever, and all of you are high achievers, or you would not be here right now. Like I said at the beginning, you would not be looking at personal leadership while others are out skiing. Or golfing. You're here because you are a high achiever and you want to be the best that you can be, which means that you work very, very hard. Very hard. You're very good at what you do. You want to be the best that you can be. But under all of that, I know for me, was this dysfunctional kind of love, this desire for acceptance that I didn't receive unless I was receiving the best grades and operating in excellence at all times. As I mentioned earlier, many of us come from a latchkey kid generation or an Eastern culture for that. That was for me. So it was kind of a bit of both, where academics are highly, highly valued. They're a big part of who you are. And if you don't have that, then you're going to be put down. There's always going to be a comparison game, which is dangerous. But what happens as a result of that is that we learn to do things well, which is good, But then we learn to also do them for the wrong reasons. And so we never stop, and we find ourselves trapped in work schedules to please others, which I don't know if you've noticed. If you've noticed this, this is what I've noticed. And maybe you can now take some moments of reflection and write this down as well. Is it ever enough? Do you ever feel like it's enough? All the hard work, and they still disrespect you. All the hard work, and it still seems like you're not appreciated. If you're experiencing some of that, you're not alone. But I am happy to say to you that you don't have to experience that. It is possible to shift your entire world, where people just love and adore you, and you don't have to secretly wish that they would just accept you for who you are. I know that for me, I put on a mask for a very long time that I was very strong, really happy. And to be honest with you, there were parts of me that really were. There were parts of me that just, my true self is vibrant and excited. And maybe in those moments, I got to be who I really was. But that was not who I was in the secret. That was not who I was with my family. And maybe you experienced the same thing. At some point, we made an agreement with ourselves that we would put on a show to be accepted and to be loved. Or we would achieve these certain things to be accepted and to be loved. And I want you to know today that love is not conditional, and that you are loved for who you are. And when you can receive that, and when you can understand that, and when you can come into alignment with that, you work way less, way, way, way less. And you know what happens? Somehow, the doors and the opportunities just come flying open, and more gets done. More gets done. Because after all, money is just energetic. We give it its value. All right. The third lie. I hate myself. Let me tell you a little story real quick here, and then we'll wrap up. I remember standing at a water cooler at the bank that I worked in. I worked in corporate. I was age 22. Newly married, looking great, in the prime of my youth, in a top-notch job, getting promoted 3 times within the year. You know, it looked really good. Nice sporty car. Everything looked really good on paper, you know? Yeah. But on the inside, it felt like I was dying. And I remember standing that one day at the water cooler. It was lunchtime, and I was speaking with my colleagues, and something struck me that day. And I thought, what am I doing here? What am I wearing? The clothes that I were wearing were gifted by my then husband. And they were not me. Somewhere I had completely lost myself. I had put on so many masks for acceptance, like I mentioned earlier, that I didn't even know who I was anymore. And you know what? I didn't like who I was. I couldn't recognize me. And that day, I remember thinking, I hate myself. Have you ever been there? I know it's a tough one to admit, but I'll tell you something. I meet people every day, who will tell me that they don't, but then will put garbage in their body because deep inside, they do. They will expose themselves to harmful addictions that are killing them, destroying their marriages, downing three Red Bulls, sometimes drugs, just to hustle and grind so that they can perform, so they can last longer, so they can have a longer day, that they can pull in all-nighters to prove something. Because they don't love themselves. When we love ourselves, we don't harm ourselves. So if we're harming ourselves in any capacity, we must question if we truly love ourselves. Self-discipline is the highest sense of self-love, the highest way, the avenue. It's indicative of self-love. So if we are not able to, then we need to ask ourselves if we truly love ourselves. Now, I've shared these three lies with you, and I would invite you to journal if any of these make sense for you, and to remind you today that it wasn't okay, that you are worthy of love, and that you are a wonder. God has made you to be beautiful. You are here with a purpose. You are here by design. And it's time for you to step into that zone of genius, and to own who you are and to rediscover who you are. Because I promise you that as you align with these truths and as you face your fears, you will find that you will never want to work as hard. That opportunities and doors just open to you, because where the peace flows, my friends, the money goes. Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to speak into your lives today. And I pray it just has massive impact and continues to seed and germinate and bloom for you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.